fix schools, and protect education. There are many mechanics at play here. Teachers not knowing what teaching is. Future principals having no clue and needing a psychologist to understand teenagers. Greed, poverty, and how easily you are tricked with fake education and sold out for easy paychecks. All the while, teachers among themselves call you hormones, and around everybody else demand respect for what they do. Teachers don't know this yet, but they didn't just sell you out. They are the men that sold out the world. You know how hard it is to study for a big test? Yeah, that's just to make it feel like you are working on something important. That the grade was hard to get and is valuable. That you have to work at it to get somewhere. But in a few years, you will realize that it didn't matter. Because the lectures were fake. They never came together. The teachers were fake. Even their threats were meaningless. You have to stand up for real education, for the world, for the future. Tell the teachers that you don't want to memorize, that you want to understand, that you want to learn for real. Tell them that real education does not teach a standardized medley of disconnected facts, but it gently flows like a beautiful river. It is driven by your curiosity and by the pleasure of finding things out. The teachers were easily able to betray you, in great part because you don't know what real education is like, what it feels like. You need something to compare school with. And that something needs to give you feedback without the need of a teacher. You're going to have to learn software development, not just for education's sake, but for your own future. Because a fake school isn't going to get you anywhere. Go where the books are, especially the narrated ones, and avoid repeating the easy mistakes that you can learn to avoid by inheriting from beautiful books. Above all else, you must absolutely study the human condition. Philosophy, our place in the universe, and all the world's beloved and treasured biographies. Philosophy demands that you start with all the overview audiobooks first. Beautiful narrations like The Giants of Philosophy and The Story of Philosophy by Will Durant. The philosophers wanted nothing more than to help you understand, to help you see. Popular science audiobooks will help you understand our place in the universe and what is real and what is not. There is no planet B. Teachers aren't the only ones that sold you out. And biographies, largely nonfiction, but overall whatever is held in high esteem by demanding intellectuals, the folks that encourage you to modern fantasy or highly abstract books, they need to wait. You need to inherit hundreds of lifetimes of real knowledge and lived wisdom from well-narrated books preferably read by their authors. You are going to have to end fake schools. You can't let this continue. That is not a choice that anybody is allowed to make. The good news is that all it takes is a handheld device that lets students build their own path through all the world's knowledge. It is unique because it requires that all the lectures have an audio-only version. It will be used for translation all around the world. Your struggle against hunger, against homelessness and poverty can only turn to a triumph with software development. You have to learn programming because, in large part, all it takes is a library. On the internet and accessible by any device, your web applications can be accessed by any human being. Learn web application development and start building the first real school. The way you learn software development is the same approach your school should take to teach knowledge. Today, a school must be more than just a place to learn. It must also double as a remote job connection hub. This way, your students will be able to self-direct without all the stress and fear of poverty. In the absence of teachers, you become the teacher.